Om Shanti, welcome, welcome. A lot of you must have just come and arrived in at home. And there's going to be a lot of beautiful sharing about at home. It's the melodies of the soul with experiences of Baba and Mama from the beginning. With two brothers, very special brothers. One is Satish Bhai. Who doesn't know him? Who doesn't know him? Everyone knows Satish Bhai. Always there at Baba's program at the end singing. And also he's a very well-known composer of songs. Satish Bhai is with the Brahma Kumaris since the end of the 80s and also then since then living in Pandav Bhavan. He's involved in the Madhur Vani group, and that's where he's also well known internationally. I don't know if some of you knows, but Baba has 20 wings, angel wings, engaging with a lot of different professions. And what Satish Bhai does, he's part of the art and cultural wing. He's active there for the Brahma Kumaris and participating, if I'm right, Satish Bhai, in a lot of international conferences also, and experience sharing sessions. So he has a lot of depth, being able to be Baba's voice through the songs. Then we have Brother David. Brother David is from UK, coordinating the UK activities in the north of England from his base in Leeds. He first visited Madhuban in the 80s and 70s, so they know each other from that time, huh?
Senior brother.
Senior brother. You also senior brother. I mean, who would have thought in 1976, maybe there's some in the audience that had not been born at all yet. David loves all types of sport and is a keen organic gardener, so he must know the melodies of the plants. A very beautiful sharing with Brother David and Satish Bhai. Enjoy. We will, by the way, end at 12 o'clock because Satish Bhai is flying with his wings somewhere in the world.
Om Shanti. Yes. Catch a flight at Udaipur at 5 o'clock, right? So we're going to finish prompt. So, very warm welcome to everyone in the room. And I know, give yourself a round of applause. That's it. And I know some of you will be listening online. And if you're like me, you might be listening to this a little bit later as a catch-up, because if you can't be here, it's a great thing to catch up on all the Madhuban classes, because there's always something, I find there's always one or two points that's really important. Maybe my hearing, because our age, our hearing, right? But Satish has been in Gant in 1970 and in Madhuban since 78. So, yes, I remember him. If I paint a little picture, in Madhuban in those times there was no Shantivan, no Om Shanti Bhavan, there was just Pandav Bhavan, so there was the meditation hall, history hall, and Baba's room, was it still small?
Yeah.
So those of you who go to Pandav Bhavan and go to Baba's room, if you notice there's two doors, but when we came and there's only one door, I think. So the room was half the size, so it's pretty tiny. When I came in 76, it was there was some double foreigners that had come before, but this was the first big double group from abroad, and it was 35 of us. So that's kind of, that's a little bit of the background. And the thing is, I love this title, Melodies of the Soul. And of course, those of you who are into music know that a melody is the main tune that runs through a piece of music. And so we're going to be looking at the main things that run through, I guess, the soul, and also the experience with the daddies, because in those times, all the daddies were around, including, well, we didn't call it Daddy Didi, Manmohini, some of you. I don't know. Is there anyone here that hasn't physically met any of the daddies? Yeah, a few of you. Who's met Daddy Prakashmani? Who's, so quite a lot haven't. Anyone met Didi Manmohini? One or two. Yeah, so somehow we have to pass on the legacy of the BKs, Mama and Baba and the daddies. You know, the daddies are transitioned and some of the seniors are transitioning, so we've got to all step up, right? You know, Satish, his parents, I want to mention this because I found this was quite intriguing. Both your parents came to Gan, you met, and they met?
Didi Manmohini.
They met Baba, right? He's from a large family. He's got four brothers, and one of them's over in Pandav Bhavan, and he's got three sisters, is that right? And
yeah.
Two of them are running centers. So he worked in the kitchens at the beginning. When did you come? What age were you when you came into Madhuban, when you first visited Madhuban?
Yeah.
What age?
What age were you? 18.
You were 18 years of age?
18 years.
Okay. Did you know it? And he was working in the cooking department. But did you know anything about cooking? No. Before you came to Madhuban, did you know anything about cooking? How to cook food?
Cook food. I was not.
No, your mum cooked your food, right?
After coming here.
This is quite an interesting thing. If you get a chance to speak, if you get a chance to speak to Madhuban brothers, who are quite often in charge of big departments, you ask them, did you know anything about this before? They said, no. Like there's a brother who's looking after some of the kitchens in Shantivan. I asked him, were you a professional chef? Did you have a restaurant? Did you have an experience in cooking? He said, no, I just picked it up here. So, it's got so Satish is one of those. And I think I've written down here, swimming with sharks. There was a class many years ago about swimming with sharks. It means when you're in Madhuban, you're in a big family, lots of sanskars. And so it's going to be kind of interesting to see how our dear brother coped and is coping with variety of sanskars. So, okay. Now, let's see. Okay, so we had a little conversation the other day. And one of the things that I want him to speak about, because some of you know him as the Amrit Vela brother.
Yeah.
And he follows a long line. Didi Manmohini used to conduct Amrit Vela
in
the meditation hall. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And then Dada Vishwaratan. We conduct Amrit Vela in the meditation hall. And our brother's been conducting Amrit Vela since a long time. So we were talking about drishti. You know, what actually is drishti? Because when you're sitting at the front, you're supposed to share drishti. So I'd like for you to explain what is your definition? What is your understanding? What is drishti? And what's the importance of drishti?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. And good afternoon. First of all, I want to welcome you. Because from the beginning, when I came in Madhuban, There was not any music group, not any cultural team. So when there was coming any guests, so Dadi was saying that just welcome him. Then we was composing the song and how to sing, we prepared that one. We were only, when I came here, we Madhubani Vasis were only 70 Madhubani Vasis. And now they are more than 2,000. So at that time, we have started how to write the songs and making the tune and how we should present. Gradually, we become able to welcome anyone. So like that from the beginning, just when Baba was here in Pandav Bhavan, in the courtyard, Baba was standing and with open arms, Baba was welcoming, come, oh sweet children, come in your own home and rest here. So it was Baba's words. Same thing when we found this task and Dadi was suggesting that you should welcome to this group. So we have started from them, and till now, this is duty, this is our hobby, or you can say this is my fortune. I am very fortunate that the one who comes in Madhuban, I welcome them. So you are most welcome in Madhuban with me from here.
Satish Bhai, do you know how many songs you might have composed up to now? Should I go on? Don't be.
No, ask.
We think it's around 6,000. 6,000 songs he's written.
Thousands, more than thousands.
And how many have been recorded professionally?
600. More than 600 songs. I feel when I came in 78, and in 80, I am surrendered. After that, if there is Yoga Bhatti program and groups by groups they were coming, so we was welcoming to Kumars, to Kumaris, to mothers, to guests. When there is any surrender ceremony, then we are singing. Means every time, although it is Yoga Bhatti program, our picnic program, Dadis are going to foreign land for their, we was composing the song. If they are coming, then singing the song. So it was a small family, and we was meeting together 100 times within a day. Going, meeting, we were very close in courtyard.
Did you have a background in singing?
Eh?
Did you have any background in singing or music?
No.
It was
never learned. It was not my in thoughts, in dream, that one day will come that we will be composer, writer and singer, and we will sing a thousand songs. So many. I feel that in this journey, we have met to the eminent singers, eminent music directors, eminent composers of India. We sit with them, so many songs is recorded with them, and still which you hear every day. So this is my fortune that Baba was. Baba is saying that in those days when I was welcoming, but now instead of me, you welcome to everyone. So when we are singing with the group, so we are standing, but all is doing, standing behind, and Baba is giving this art, this skill to write, how to write because this is not ordinary task. Every day, within few hours, rewriting and preparing and presenting, it is not so easy.
Not much rehearsal. you see the song. Right. They're reading. They have to have the words in front of them. Right. Huh? No time to rehearse.
No time. So, but one thing I want to tell you. From the beginning, when I came here, I felt that this is my family. And I accept this family with my heart. And I felt that even a single man, the one who comes to Baba's home, he should feel that I have not come any home, but this is my own home. This is my house. Home.
So you want this feeling of belonging, you wanted to give that feeling of belonging to people.
So that comes in the expression, that comes in my songs, and that comes in my behavior. And it was a mean, I have not discussed with the David Bhai, that till 17 years, I was giving Hindi courses, Hindi lessons to our double founders. And they say me, Hindi teacher, Hindi Guruji. Hindi Guruji. And
one of his graduates. Mitori Tori Hindi Atiha.
Right. Is here anyone, the one who has attended Hindi lessons in those days?
And you can get a book in the... in the literature department, easy course on Hindi. It's very nice, very cheap.
Peter Aishant from London.
London.
He has prepared a hand script, and that was not only Hindi learning. So I prepared in a form of book. There was Dadi's message, Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki's message, and Avyakt Babdada. Has so many times mentioned that you are Madhuban Nivasi, you are Bharatvasi, you don't come in golden age, and what will be there, which language will be there? There will be Hindi, so at least you should learn few words till you can understand. If you cannot speak much, but try to understand. So this task was, I found, from Shilu Ben. We prepared the book. Still, it is available in our literature department. An easy Hindi course for easy Rajogis. And I know that all double foreigners, they don't want the translation. Baba is saying, they want direct here. What is Baba is saying? I want direct that one. So it was in Baba was mentioning that minimum we should learn Hindi, but it is time over and you can understand. So this is my attempt and this is my desire, that how I can come close to our divine family. Those who are in foreign land, how I can help them, how they should feel this is our home, this is Baba's home, my home. So in those days I was cooking food when I came in Madhuban. So from the 78 till we went in Shantivan, the Aldadis went in Shantivan, till I was cooking food. For Dadi
Ratan
Mohini Dadi, and her mother, and brother Nirbhair Bhai Ji, and those who were sick.
And who?
Sick
person. For the patients you cooked, right? And which special Dadi specially requested, could you cook for me? Who do you think that was?
Yes.
Gulzar Dadi?
Nah, Gulzar Dadi, yeah. It is my fortune that Dadi Gulzar came once upon a time she came in kitchen, I was cooking food, and then Dadi said that, Satish, will you prepare my food? Will you prepare my food? Why not, Dadi? Why not, Dadi? Oh, there is not much work. Do take pulse from here, rice from here, make chopping the vegetable, and Nilu Behan and other, they will cook. Miss Dadi was saying that there is not much work, but if you can prepare my food, it will be good. So I said, oh Dadi, what you are saying? At that time, I prepared food for 8 years. I cooked food for Dadi Gulzar, and after when Dadi went in Shantivan, then I came in dining hall looking in the management of food distribution.
Yeah, then he was looking after the management of the food distribution down below. Now, why do you think Dadi Gulzar asked him to cook for her when he's not such a proper cook? What do you think is the quality that Baba talks about? That we need the quality of the souls that have to be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yogi soul, yes. Yogi. So that's why was cooking, right?
This is a good question.
He's too humble to say it himself, but he is a yogi soul.
I was not well cook, but that is one that the one who is yogi soul and pure feelings, the one who is silently, the one who can cook. So Baba and Dadi, they select me, they choose for their work. And this is my fortune. By any means, I came very close to Dadi's. And then in those days, when I came in Madhuban, so all Dadi's were here. No Dadi was went. All Dadi's was here. And one time it came that after Golden Jubilee, after Diamond Jubilee, one by one all Dadis flying, and they fly in the fleet. So, this is my desire, deeply, heart desire, that how I can, by cooking, by singing, by dancing, how I can come close to you, how can I give you the feeling of Madhuban, this is our home, this is our house, you are not alone, never feel, if I see to anyone, I like that all our family should be happy, and should be very pleasant, and they should be very close to Baba, close to Divine Family, and also we all Madhuban Nivasis are always with you. Either you are here, either you are in the any corner of the world, anywhere you are. Never feel that I am alone, but always feel still. Baba, Madhuban Nivasis are with me, they are helping. We can never alone, but they all are with me. Okay?
Yes, do you feel that? Yes. Okay, so, back to the drishti, the importance of drishti. What did you learn about drishti from being around the Dadis, Didi, the seniors? Because it's not just a physical drishti when you're conducting meditation. It's like if you're seeing in Madhuban many different sanskars, you also have to have the drishti to see beyond that, right?
I don't know what is the drishti. I don't know how to give drishti. But when I came here, once upon a time in History Hall, it is about 81. So Didi Manmohini, at the night, 11 o'clock, I was going for the rest, and then I saw that Didi was, Didi came from Sirohi, Didi Manmohini. She came and she went for the rest. And morning, when I sit in yoga in history hall, so I am seeing that 11 o'clock Didi came and taking rest, it will be 12 o'clock. But morning, she was seated here, Didi Manmohini, and beside this side, there were Dada Vishwaratan. Dada Vishwaratan, he was saying, like sitting this one, and Baba giving drishti, always like that. So, at that time, deeply, I take promise, if I have become now Madhuban Nivasi, so I should never, never miss Amrit Vela. I should never miss Amrit Vela, or it should be not missing, but it should be worthwhile. It should be very powerful Amrit Vela. And from that, this is the time, now it became 45 years, I am in Madhuban, and Baba has given this chance and this luck that we don't miss Amrit Vela.
Wait a minute. He said, we don't. You have never missed Amrit Vela in 45 years, right? I think we should clap.
This is Baba's blessing. I feel that always. And when here sitting, once we have learned from Dadis. Badi Dadi was sitting here in meditation hall. And the first row down, there were Madhava Nivasis. In second row, I am in the front here. Dadi is giving very deeply drishti. Very good drishti. Giving drishti to everyone, Dadi's drishti was upon me. And it is long time she is giving drishti.
What do you think she was seeing? What do you think she was seeing in you?
And at that time I feeling that Dadi is loving, Dadi is affection, and Dadi is, I cannot say what was that one. Very good feelings. From Dadi's and from Vishwaratan Dada and all Dadi's, Dadi Gulzar Dadi. I was cooking food when I was going to her home, room. So at that time, 7 o'clock, this is the 7 o'clock, and Dadi in the room, Baba's room, Dadi is sitting behind, and she is doing drishti, taking drishti to Baba. And behind I am standing and looking to Dadi. Oh, Dadi, so silent. Once I asked to Dadi Gulzar, Dadi, when we remember to Baba, so your face comes in front of us. And when we see in your eyes, feel that Baba is looking from you. And when you are speaking, it feels like Baba is speaking from you. So you have become similar to Baba. Then why there is need to take meditation, to do meditation, to do it so much effort? You have become already karmati because you have not any desire, you have not any karmic account. You always you feel that you are lost in Baba. We can say that you have become Baba, like Baba, similar Baba. Dadi was hearing very attentively, very live. Then say, there is little gap. Means she is close, but there is a little gap. So this is the... I felt you can clap, you can give hand. Yeah. So Dadi... We have learnt a lot of from Dadi. We have found a lot of love from Dadis. And we all Madhuban Nivasis wants that what I have found, I should give to you. And you are the worthy child. You are very loveful child. You are the worthy child. And Baba is still, Baba loves you very much.
So, What about your? You've been in Madhaban, and there's lots and lots of different personalities and samskaras, etc. So, what kind of vision?
One thing left, okay. Drishti.
Drishti.
He was asking about the drishti. So, in the beginning, when Madhuban Nivasi, they felt that he never missed Amrit Vela in sitting, so they had given, Dadi has given duty to sit for the meditation, guiding meditation. So sitting here every day, morning, coming and sitting here and giving drishti or going to reason, vatan, and coming, going, coming, and in the subtle reason with Baba and with the Divine Family, Advanced Party, and there is whole universe, globe, and we are giving sakas, giving drishti, giving power, sustaining to the world. So this was coming my... And one thing more which I have not talked with David Bhai, that from the beginning when I came in Madhuban, so I prepared five principles, mottos for my self-progress. That now I have become Madhuban Nivasi, I should never miss Amrit Vela. Secondly, I have not said to anyone that I don't know how we can do this one. I mean, for the service, no, I have never said no. So I was, one sister came to me. She asked me, Satish, brother, we have prepared a center and now center is ready, but we want to invite Dadi. But I have nothing here. Can you write a letter for Dadi? Okay, because I have taken promise that I have never said no. So then I prepared a letter. Okay, brother, this is very good Hindi, but can you write, your handwriting is good. Can you writing in good handwriting a letter you dropped, you prepare? Can you prepare? Oh, yes, yes, I can prepare. Okay. But brother, this is very good Hindi, very good writing. I cannot speak. When Dadi will be in the class, so Dadi will be there, I will be there. Can you read this one? Okay, okay, sure, sure, I will read it. When Dadi heard the letter and Mohini Behan, so Dadi says, oh, very good, very good. I will come. She became very happy. See, everybody clapped me. Then said, oh, Satish Bhai, now Dadi will come. It is a surprise for me. Can you prepare one song, welcome song for Dadi, if Dadi will come there? Okay, okay, sure, I will come. I will write. Then I will prepare. Brother, you have written the song, but how we will sing, I don't know. So can you fulfill, can you fill in tape recorder, in cassette? Okay, okay, I will prepare. Okay, brother, can you come to there for the singing welcome song for Dadi? Why not we can come?
Okay, a note of caution here for the brothers. Just be careful when you say yes to the sisters.
So, this is my fortune. So, sitting here, I felt that drishti is very special and very good mean for the service when I am here. So, as Baba said at that day in Murli, that those who are the instrument for the guiding meditation, they should... not surrounding their mind, intellect here and there, but they should be very peaceful and so silent, and they should loveful stage with Baba, and there should be good vibration. But those, their intellect is surrounding here and there, they should not sit on that, this one. So I feel that this is very important duty if we are in front of the public and audience. So we should be concentration, fully concentration.
So it's like, is drishti something physical or spiritual? I think it's the vibration, huh? It's the vibration that creates the atmosphere. I mean, you know, all of these rooms, you go to Madhuban, even you come into this room, do you notice that when you come in, the vibe in here, because how much meditation has been going, how many pure thoughts, so it's quite magical. Okay, now, let's get real. In Madhuban, there's a lot of characters, right? They've all got sanskaras and habits, and if you're around at Amrit Vela, as well as the songs, you hear a lot of noise and coughing and sputtering and all sorts of things. Now, what sort of drishti do you have for your brothers and maybe sisters maybe the speaking and behavior is a little bit out of the truth. In other words, and you can see it, because I'll tell you one little, I think I shared this. One sister, many years ago, Daddy Janki said, if someone's angry, don't see it. And this sister went up to Daddy Janki and said, Daddy, when this soul is 1 foot away from your face and they're spitting feathers of anger right at you, what do you mean when you say don't see it? Because it's... And Daddy Janki smiled and she said, what I mean is, afterwards, after that person has, you know, spitting feathers, your vision and your feeling for that soul shouldn't have changed.
Yeah.
That's what Daddy meant by not seeing the anger.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of curious, because you must see. Look, come on, we're all human beings, right? So you must see. Not now we're sitting at the front, he's got his best whites, beautifully pressed badge. But, you know, when you're with all the brothers and sisters, and you're seeing things, what is your vision then?
Yeah.
Are you seeing the present, the future, what Bapdada sees? What are you seeing?
I feel that there are different medium for the communication. But drishti is the powerful instrument, powerful medium, understand, to feel, to give the vibrations. And when we are taking or giving drishti, at that time, first of all, there should be deeply feeling bodilessness, soul consciousness stays. How much we will practice to become soul conscious, that we are very close. When I am looking to you, so I am not looking you with the body, but I am feeling that you are very close and you are very special. The one who has recognized to Baba, the one who is here, and you have found Baba, you have accept this knowledge, and from the different culture, different country, different language, different things, but you have become here, so you are very worthy child.
But this is easy, right? Because they're all sitting now in the whites and Madhuban.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what about when you're seeing your brothers and sisters whose behavior is a little bit body conscious? What vision do you have for them then?
For that one.
You know, like you're seeing them in the present, but not sort of physical drishti, because you see and you hear. Let's get real, come on. What do you do with your thoughts when you see maybe some of your Madhuban brothers being a little bit out of their truth, a little bit body conscious, if it happens? What do you then, what thoughts do you create, so that your vision for them stays high?
Right. That is, main thing is that It is difficult to express, but I feel that how much we will be close to Baba and how much we will accumulate this feeling that we are very close to Baba and Baba is close to me. When I feel that once we was in Om Shanti Bhuvan and Baba was revealing Murli, at that time we and Suraj Bhai and all together sitting in front of Baba. So we was thinking that now Baba will speak this point before speaking Baba. So I feel that we are very close, even in Shanti when Baba's Murli in evening, but I have prepared a song for Baba before the Murli. Then I asked Baba, Baba, what you will speak today? What will be Murli in Murli? What will be the points? So just I asked Baba and I wrote that one. And when we are singing, so all brothers and sisters, they are asking me that, have you read the Murli? No. Then how you have written the same thing what Baba has told? So I feel that how much we will be close to Baba, we will understand to Baba, we will love to Baba, and feeling that one, it will be similar to Baba, very close to Baba. And that feelings when comes in my mind, then I feel that I am senior, I am the very knowledgeful, I am the very senior, but there will be feeling that we are together, we are the good feelings, they should come to Baba, they are very great soul, they are worthy child, and we have to love them, and I should come, we should help them. So there is good feelings, and within when we are giving drishti, or taking drishti, so one by one, I am giving drishti, oh great soul, you are very fortunate soul, you are peaceful soul, you are lucky soul, you are very close to Baba, and now come close and close. Baba is giving drishti, like
so,
that good wishes.
So even with the Naughty Boys Club,
yeah,
like the Chanchelta ones, you have that same drishti.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're kind of getting a message here. You can see the way he's... You just see... You don't see the naughtiness?
No.
Gosh. Wow. So, yeah, that's very beautiful. So that's a self-consciousness, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Now David can sing song for you.
Listen. We'll do a duet. You said you have to sing. Okay, now listen. 600 songs have been recorded, and even some famous people like Mahendra Kapoor, he's sung with. Now listen.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the time, you have to go prompt at 12, otherwise I'll be in trouble if you miss your train, right? Can you just tell me a couple of songs that they will know that you have written? You sing a couple of lines and then they'll say, yes,
yeah,
we recognize that one.
Yeah.
Then we can all sing together.
Yeah.
Because
there are so many songs which is sung Mahendra Kapoor also. तुम्हारे साथ का अनुभव बड़ा निराला है मिले न स्वर्ग में वो सुख लुटाने वाला है.
Now translate, this is Baptada's song. Okay, now translate.
That one. वो बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया.
Yeah, but you have to translate for
okay
them. Yeah, what is it? English, huh. English may bolio, translate karo.
Yes, I can speak.
Yeah.
In English?
English.
This the company of you, oh Baba, your company is very unique and that gives a lot of happiness that is very pleasant. So we can never miss it. which we cannot found in heaven, that is we are founding, we are taking from you. So like that, one is Tum sa haseen Baba, Tum sa haseen Baba, koi nahi jahan mein, koi nahi jahan mein. Tumne haseen banaya, tumne haseen banaya, humko bhi is jahan mein, humko bhi is jahan mein. Means, oh Baba, nobody is handsome like you in this whole world.
Beautiful, haseen, beautiful, handsome, beautiful.
Right. I like that. One song is, I was with the...
You wrote this,
Mahendra Kapoor.
You wrote this.
Ah, yeah.
Because I'm from Liverpool. You know where the Beatles come from? And I don't think...
Baba.
I don't think John Lennon and Paul McCartney has written as many songs as you.
Yes. And one song I like very much, that brother Suresh Vadkar has sung that song, that one. Kadam kadam par madad tumhari, ye ehsas dilati hai. Kadam kadam par madad tumhari, ye ehsas dilati hai. Socho tumko kaun mila hai, socho tumko kaun mila hai, kaun tumhara saathi hai. Kadam kadam par madad tumhari, ye ehsas dilati hai. Oh Baba, on every step you are giving this feeling that you are not alone, I am always with you. So this is your love. So this is very good. One song you have heard mostly. Ishwar apne saath hai, darne ki kya baat hai. Ishwar apne saath hai, darne ki kya baat hai. Sada safalta saath hamare, sada safalta saath hamare, haath mein uske haath hai. Ishwar apne saath hai, darne ki kya baat hai. And Mana? So many songs in Laukik.
Translate kijiye.
Yeah. Translate on. It means Ishwar is, God is always with me, and success is our birthright, success is always with me. So there is no any matter to afraid of anything. We have become carefree king because God is with me. So this is a very good song. So many songs which you hear here and there. So always Baba gives. One song you can sing with me. He has written, brother Kabi Pradeep, he is the eminent poet. I was with him. And Yogini, sister Yogini from the Vile Parla, she said that you have written a song, Sabarmati ke sant tune kar diya kamal. Laukik song, very famous song, he has written. So he said that you should write for Baba. So we have also, at that time I with them, and that is, I like very much. So that is not my written.
They wrote for Baba.
Oh Baba, apne kamal kar diya.
Oh yes.
Okay, sing everybody.
Okay,
you can sing.
Everyone clear your throats. Okay.
Okay. हो बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया. सिंग ओ बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया. हमारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया. ओ प्यारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया. हमारा सारा जीवन आपने खुशहाल कर दिया. हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया. हो बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया. ओ प्यारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया. ओ मीठे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया.
थोड़ा सा ट्रांसलेशन कीजिए. कमाल.
ओ बाबा यू हैव डन वंडर. यू हैव मेड अवर लाइफ वेरी प्लेजेंट वेरी हैप्पी. सो वी कैन नेवर फॉरगेट यू. यू हैव डन वंडर. ओ बाबा ओ यू हैव डन वंडर. अट इज वेरी गुड वर्ड्स दैट वी वॉज द बर्ड ऑफ द केप्स बट यू हैव गिवन द ओपन स्काई. नाउ वी आर इन फ्लाइंग. We have found your teachings, your blessing. Now you have made my life very unique, very special. So we are remembering you. We thank you. Super. And one line for the Baba, you can sing with me. That is very good word. Kin shabdon mein aapka dhanyavaad kare. किन शब्दों में आपका धन्यवाद करें. दिन रात की ये सेवा हम याद करें. किन शब्दों में आपका धन्यवाद करें. ओके वेरी गुड. थैंक यू
सर.
वन थिंग
थोड़ा सा ट्रांसलेट. Translation, correct? Essence of the...
Yeah. So that's...
Bolie,
That how I can give thanks to you, Baba, what you have done for me, day and night, we can never forget your tireless service, and you are always with us, you are loving, affectionate, and you are always giving company. You have made my life very good, very special, so we can never miss that. And one thing very important for my effort.
Yeah, present effort. We want to know your present Purusha.
I feel that I have never done any effort. It is Baba's love, Baba's blessing. But when Baba said that you should practice the five forms, you know, five forms, the eternal form, and the original, and the beginning form, and the middle one, and the Sangam Yugi, the confluence age form, and your like that. So I have made it like a song, so everybody likes. Should I speak? Should I tell?
Yes.
That is five forms. I am a sparkling star from here to in Paramdham. I am a sparkling star. I am loveful deity in Satyuga. Come from Paramdham to Satyuga. Loveful deity. And come in the middle. I am uniquely worship worthy. I am uniquely worship worthy. And then I am affectionated Brahmin. Affectionated Brahmin. And the
affectionate.
Affectionated.
Affectionate. Loving. Yeah, loving.
Affectionated Brahmin. And now descended angel. Descended, I came angel, I came and went. So in Hindi, try to understand, it is like a rhythm, like a rhyme, and it is very good one. Main jyoti sitara.
Main jyoti sitara.
Main devu pyara. मैं देव प्यारा, मैं पूज्य न्यारा, मैं पूज्य न्यारा, मैं ब्राह्मण दुलारा, मैं ब्राह्मण दुलारा, फरिश्ता पधारा, फरिश्ता पधारा. Can you do with me? Set in the form and just I am saying, I am doing, you could do. मैं ज्योति सितारा,
मैं ज्योति सितारा,
मैं देव प्यारा,
मैं देव उपारा,
मैं पूज्य न्यारा,
मैं पूज्य न्यारा,
मैं ब्राह्मण दुलारा,
मैं ब्राह्मण दुलारा,
फरिश्ता पधारा,
फरिश्ता पधारा,
फरिश्ता पधारा,
फरिश्ता पधारा.
Very good, very good. Thanks for your profession. Very nice it was. When I used to come from Shantivan to Madhuban in my car, so behind sitting just like rhyme. मैं ज्योति सितारा.
You've only got 3 minutes, then you have to go to Udaipur.
मैं पूज्य न्यारा, मैं ब्राह्मण दुलारा. Like 50 times. So Baba said that you should practice till 20 times.
20 times.
It became 50 times.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
But actually, perfect practice makes perfect.
Thanks. You are very always feel this feeling, keep in your heart that Baba is loving me, we are very worthy child. Baba, if Baba has called you in Madhuban, he is helping you because it is not ordinary task. There are different situation, but Baba is blessing you, Baba has blessed you, and you are worthy child, you are very special child. Baba has selected you, Baba is giving help you, Baba is helping. So always feel that all Madhuban Nivasis, Baba with Dadis, we always with you, with always with you.
Okay, so you've got the message. Do everything with love. Do everything with gratitude. Keep your face smiling. I used to be a kid's dentist, and actually it takes less face muscles and therefore less energy to smile than to frown. So it's eco-friendly. So
always remain happy face, happy face.
He has to go to Udaipur.
Thank you, thank you.
So we say goodbye to these beautiful senior brothers. Thank you, thank you.